Doug, this is hitting on Angelina Corsi. Angelina, Angelina, Angelina. Corsi, Corsi, C as in cat. Corsi. Date of birth, 4/5/76. Date of visit, 11/17/25. Please make copy for Amanda Phillips. Phillips, Amanda. Next paragraph. Dear Amanda, thank you for sending Angelina Corsi for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 49-year-old overweight female who has a history of shortness of breath with exertion, has a previous history of COPD, and has been on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula, which she uses at night. The patient has dyspnea, leg edema, and history for snoring, and also has a cough. It's denied chest pains, fevers, chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension and history of pulmonary embolism and history for obstructive sleep apnea. She has had bladder cancer and had bladder lift operation done. She has had spinal fusion at L4 and 5 and has chronic back pain. There's previous history of opioid abuse, and she has been on Suboxone. The patient had a breast biopsy done for a benign lesion. Has been diagnosed to have polycythemia and receives regular phlebotomies. There are also history for pulmonary embolism and deep venous thrombosis. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 37 years. Alcohol use, none. Next, allergies to sulfa, gabapentin, and codeine. Next paragraph. Family history: father died of overdose, mother is in good health. Next. Med list: Subutex, S-U-B-U-T-E-X, 8 mg TID, losartan, 50 mg HS, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, Advair disc to 50/50, micrograms, 1 puff BID. Next, system review of the patients. Had gained weight, she has fatigue, and she has double vision, no cataracts. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has asthmatic symptoms and shortness of breath with wheezing. She has no abdominal pains but has heartburn. She has calf pains and palpitations. She has anxiety and depression. She has easy bruising and bleeding gums. Also has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headaches, numbness of the extremities, and no blackouts. No memory loss. She has skin rash with itching. Next, physical exam. This very obese, middle-aged, fat female has a lot, no acute distress. No pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, peripheral edema. No lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure is 138/80, pulse is 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 260 pounds, saturation 96. HEND and non-cyanic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus is injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. chest equal movements with decreased excursions and occasional wheezes scattered bilaterally. All the abdomens are irregular, smooth as two, no murmur, no as three. The abdomen is off the beast without masses, no organomegaly, the bowels not active. Extremities, no lesions of edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the one plus the nerve gross, more left its cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number one. Possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number three is exogenous obesity. Number four is history of pulmonary embolism. Number five, chronic back pain. Number six, history of opioid use. Next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. She will also be sent for a polysomnographic study. She will use Advil disc 250 by 50, one puff twice a day. 250 by 50 micrograms, one puff twice a day. Albuterol inhaler, two puffs QID PR. Advised to lose weight, go on a regular regular exercise program, and come back for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you, what's the concentration? Copy for Amanda Phillips, PHILLIP, ARNP. Thank you.